This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, May 6th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un looked on, the communist country fired several new missiles Saturday towards the East Sea at around 9 a.m. as simmering tensions with the West have once again started heating up, reports The Sun. On the 68th National Day of Prayer Observance, President Donald Trump revealed some major policy announcements.
Every citizen has the absolute right to live according to the teachings of their faith and the convictions of their heart. This is the bedrock of American life. To protect this heritage, my administration has strongly defended religious liberty, two words you haven't heard too much about for a long period of time, but now you're hearing it all the time. Earlier this week, I took action to ensure that federal employees can take paid time off to observe religious holy days. And just today, we finalized new protections of conscience rights for physicians, pharmacists, nurses, teachers, students, and faith based charities. Together we are building a culture that cherishes the dignity and worth of human life. Every child, born and unborn, is a sacred gift from God. In addition, I am committing to you today that my administration will preserve the central role of faith-based adoption and foster care agencies to care for vulnerable children while following their deeply held beliefs.
In his latest column, Christian radio talk show host Dr. Michael Brown asked, quote, "Did you see the front cover of Time? It features a picture of Mayor Pete Buttigieg and his so-called husband with the caption, 'First Family.' Why this exaltation of a fairly obscure, outlying political figure?" Brown notes that the reason Pete Buttigieg, a mayor in Indiana, has become the darling of the left is because he is a homosexual, quote-unquote, married to his partner, and he is a professing Christian. And he is challenging sacred biblical and church traditions. What more could the left ask for? Brown wrote, quote, "Mayor Pete and his partner are the perfect poster boys for the gay activist agenda, a culmination of years of messaging and marketing. They are like your ideal neighbors, just a little different." That's the message that Time is sending to its readers. It's time to redefine family. It's time for America as a whole to embrace gay marriage. The old era is past, end quote. Conservative Christian televangelist Pat Robertson rejected the belief that the universe is only 6,000 years old, calling it, quote-unquote, nonsense, reports the Christian Post. Last Tuesday, the host of CBN's The 700 Club said this.
"This universe that we live in is 14 billion years old, and there's no question about it, and we have tremendous geological records and all the rest of it. And that 6,000-year stuff just doesn't compute."
Robertson, 89, was responding to a viewer who was confused by what she learned in church, quote, "that the time of creation was 6,000 years ago," end quote, versus what science says, that, quote, "dinosaurs are millions of years old," end quote. He noted that the school he founded, Regent University, teaches the old Earth view.
"And there's a course that they were trying to hustle around called creation science. It was just nonsense, and it was so embarrassing. So let's give God credit for what he did, not try to limit him to 6,000 years.
Robertson echoed his recent anti-young earth rant in 2012.
"We have skeletons of dinosaurs that go back about 65 million years. To say that it all came about in 6,000 years is just nonsense. So there was a Big Bang. So nobody knows what caused the Big Bang, but I say God did it. I don't believe in so-called evolution as it is currently presented as non-theistic. I believe that God started it all, and he's in charge of all of it."
2 Timothy 4, 2-4 declares, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths." To be clear, young Earth creationists arrive at 6,000 years, for both the Earth and the universe, by adding 5 days of creation, since Adam was said to have been created on the sixth day in the Bible, around 2,000 years between Adam and Abraham, and around 4,000 years between Abraham and the present. Scholars say Abraham lived about 2,000 B.C. A film entitled Is Genesis History was released in 2017 to support the young earth view and debunk the notion that those who hold such a position are, quote, unscientific or stupid, end quote. In an AnswersInGenesis.org article, Dr. Elizabeth Mitchell explains that, quote, Robertson is blending a secular, humanistic, God-denying worldview with his inaccurate understanding of the biblical worldview to hatch a position that fits neither, end quote. In her husband, Dr. Tommy Mitchell's detailed analysis of Robertson's remarks, quote, the millions of years view by demanding death before sin challenges the gospel message itself, end quote. And finally, during a debate in the Alabama House of Representatives over a proposed abortion ban, Democratic Alabama Representative John Rogers made an astonishing remark about why he opposed the bill, reports LifeNews.com. Listen.
Some kids are unwanted, so you kill them now, kill them later. You bring them in the world unwanted, unloved, you send them to the chair. So you kill them now, kill them later.
In response, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted, quote, this is stomach-curling and makes Virginia Governor Ralph Northam look like a moderate on abortion. Every Democrat running for president needs to be asked where they stand on this. The extreme turn we've seen from Democrats on abortion recently is truly sickening, end quote. Unbelievably, Representative Rogers doubled down. Listen to this.
I wonder if she'd have aborted him when he was born. But he would have made that stupid statement, right? They could have aborted him, but they made him the keeper. Because he's evidently retarded or crazy. Donald Trump's not. I know there's something wrong with that boy. I think I can tell something wrong with him.
Proverbs 18, verse 2 says, a fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Rocky Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, May 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com. Or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.